The truth about Pyecraft. He sits not a dozen yards away. If I glance over my shoulder, I can see him. And if I catch his eye, and usually I catch his eye, it meets me with an expression. It is mainly an imploring look, and yet with suspicion in it. Confound his suspicion. If I wanted to tell on him, I should have told long ago. I don't tell, and I don't tell, and he ought to feel at his ease. As if anything so gross and fat as he could feel at ease. Who would believe me if I did tell? Poor old Pyecraft. Great, uneasy jelly of substance. The fattest clubman in London. He sits at one of the little club tables in the huge bay by the fire, stuffing. What is he stuffing? I glance judiciously and catch him biting at a round of hot buttered tea cake with his eyes on me. Confound him! With his eyes on me. That settles it, Pyecraft. Since you will be abject, since you will behave as though I am not a man of honor, here, right under your embedded eyes, I write the thing down, the plain truth about Pyecraft. The man I helped, the man I shielded, and who has requited me by making my club unendurable, absolutely unendurable, with his liquid appeal, with the perpetual don't tell of his looks. And besides, why does he keep on eternally eating? Well, here goes for the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Pyecraft. I made the acquaintance of Pyecraft in this very smoking room. I was a young, nervous new member, and he saw it.